Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. My name is Rachel Wheely, a human in the world walking around a small park behind a large hospital, tempting you away from your desk for just 10 minutes. You're very welcome along to episode 9, series 46, which we are discussing slow productivity. I have a voice note from my dad, bringing some thoughts about how to prioritise tasks and also how to not worry about prioritising tasks, which brings to mind an analogy of a waterfall and a bathtub. I will explain everything. Welcome to Walk the Pod.
Hi, it's a while since I sent you either a voice note or a walking report, so I'll do both at once since I am out on a walk rather late in the afternoon. Your slow productivity, I think, has a very practical side to it. If you are doing a job where you're constantly inundated with requests stroke demands from people who want to set deadlines because they think their task is more important than everything else, the trouble with trying to deal with those things in real time as they arrive is that you lose all sense of perspective. And in fact, slow productivity, this was kind of reflected, was it in Marcel's voice note where he talked about not doing the things he was supposed, or maybe it was Rob, I can't remember, sorry, it's a few days back, saying that he hadn't done the things that he was supposed to do. Well, that's a good thing, really, because sometimes we think we're supposed to do something or we think something is high priority, but it turns out that it isn't. And many a time in my life, I've busted a gut to try and get something done, presented it dutifully and proudly to the person who asked for it, and they turn around and say, oh no, we're not going to do that anymore. So leaving some time, letting things settle, is often a good plan because it puts things in perspective. And some of the things just fall off the end of the list and never return, and the really important things don't, and they return and may haunt you or they may please you. But what's almost certainly the case is that you'll do them far better for having let them lie fallow for a while than if you try and deal with them straight away when you don't have any of the scaffolding, the background material, the background thinking. And of course, as we have both said many a time, just letting your non-conscious brain deal with things and not thinking about them too much is almost always the most efficient way of solving any problem. So, I'm now nearly at the end of the road, so I'll sign off. Bye.
Thank you, Dad. Love that reflection from a much longer career than mine, so very welcome to find out how you approach these types of things. And I feel like your job as heads of various educational institutions must be quite similar to many of our careers, where we are being hit with emails mostly, sometimes phone calls, sometimes personal visits to our offices, with multiple people with multiple demands, and hadn't really occurred to me just to allow some of them to flow off the end of the to-do list. I might experiment with that and see how much trouble I get into. It brought to mind the analogy of a waterfall and a bathtub, because if you look at your to-do list as a bathtub, in that all the things are collected in the bottom of the bathtub and none of them have anywhere to go, you're going to have to do all of them, and that means you're not really prioritising anything. Whereas if you look at your to-do list more as a waterfall, where some things can just flow off the end and away down rapids into a ditch, and aren't needed to be done at all, or could be done if they keep bumping up to the top of the list, then everything feels a bit more manageable, doesn't it, really? And the idea of being at capacity, which is the thing I talk about at work a lot, i.e. I've only got so many hours in the day and so do the team, and how are we going to protect everybody's mental well-being and mental health given that, sort of becomes slightly more possible to achieve things if we just assume that the things that aren't high priority are just going to flow off the end of the list and away. So I'll give that some thought. Thank you very much indeed for that. So that's our sort of nugget on slow productivity today. Slow productivity and prioritisation, I think I'm going to call this episode. But as Richard Herring says in his wonderful stone clearing podcast, you know what this episode is called. And I may have forgotten that I've said this by the time I come to name it. Slow productivity and prioritisation. Is that what I just said? You see, I've forgotten already what I was going to say, what I was going to call the episode. It's all just, there's a lot going on. What can I see directly in front of me? See, this is the wonderful thing about what can I see directly in front of me. It is terribly grounding as an exercise to do at lunchtime, given all of the stuff swirling around that clutters one's brain during the work morning. If you get out away from your desk and into nature at lunchtime for just 10 minutes and think about what you can see directly in front of you, it just connects you back to nature, to the season, to the day, to the weather, to other people around you who are in the same weather, and generally sort of just gets you to land for 10 minutes before you swirl off into the sort of hypothetical world of business meetings or whatever it is that you do. I can see beautiful shiny green leaves in front of me here, along with lots and lots of sticks and stones and twigs and feathers and cigarette butts and stumps of trees and so on underneath the beautiful green foliage and the shiny black berries. And was remarking with a colleague earlier how furious we were by the complete lack of sunshine and how it absolutely hasn't turned out for us at all, despite the fact that it is late April, and how very dare it. And again, today it's sort of warm but overcast and somewhat miz. So not impressed at all with the spring we've been promised. And I know I was in a grumpy mood about this yesterday, so you don't want to hear all of this again, but it was actually beautiful sunshine as I walked to work. It was lovely earlier, so I don't know. We're just in a bit of the year that sort of can't make its mind up, which is what April is famous for in England. Thank you for walking with me, dear friends. It's been an absolute delight to stretch my legs with you this lunchtime. This has been episode 9, so we have one episode left of this series before we go on a break and come back with another series. I think if slow productivity and our consideration of it has taught me anything, it is that it is not entirely necessary to make one series of Walk the Pod a month. And we could spread it out a little bit, give it a little bit more space to breathe. So I anticipate maybe just reducing the number of series that I make a year slightly. It'll still probably be lots. Not going to say how many. It'll still be lots, but I might just have a bit more of a break in between, just stretch a bit more and think a bit more and mull and so on. And then we need to think about what we're going to talk about next. If you'd like to be part of the special panel that decides what the topics of each series of Walk the Pod are, you need to be a member of the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club. And you need to go to walkthepod.com and click the button that says Join the Club and join up. And then you'll get a vote, one vote, and we'll be able to determine what we talk about next. So that's pretty exciting. You can also leave me a voice note at that walkthepod.com page. You can buy me a coffee. You can see the Walk the Pod website, which is glorious and shiny. And it is your hub for all things Walk the Pod, walkthepod.com. I will be thanking the members of the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club from the bottom of my heart tomorrow, giving a shout out to everybody on the tiers that are not the quiet tier, and thanking everyone on the quiet tier quietly for their quiet support. And then we'll be looking forward to series 47. Take care of your beautiful mind, yourselves and each other, and I'll be back tomorrow.